This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.
Hey guys, you're listening to another episode of Redefining the Counterculture right here on Witten Radio. Today we've got a special music guest for you. We are joined by Alana of Party Nails. Alana, how's it going?
Hey, it's great.
Awesome. You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you so much for joining us on today's show.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm excited.
We're honored to have you on. It's an exciting time for you. You just got done releasing a new single called Bullet, and I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about because actually you also dropped a new EP. I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about, what was the writing process like on that newest EP?
The EP is called Come Again, and the last single I put out is called Outside Heaven, and it premiered on Bullet Media on their website. And right now the EP is just on Spotify and Apple Music, and we'll see, like, how we continue to roll out the release. There's definitely more to come, but for now, we're just doing digital stuff. The writing process was a little disjointed at times. I put out two singles a couple of years before. I think it was just 2 years by the time this EP came out. And in that process, I was just, like, over the course of putting out the singles and then putting out this EP, I was just trying to figure out the best way to organize myself as a songwriter who wanted to be working at a with this level of quality that I wanted. It just requires a lot of organization and a lot of organization on the production end, basically. Like, it's not like me and some guitars in a room and, like, we record it one day. It's like there's a lot of stuff that goes into it. So I had to figure out how I was going to do it. And but some of the songs are older than others, and some kind of were written at the tail end of that process. And each song was written with a different team of people. Some I wrote with one person, some bits I wrote by myself, sometimes I wrote it with another person in the room, sometimes I'm playing, sometimes somebody else is playing. Like, it's a whole conglomerate of all these, like, different, it's like a patchwork. I was actually reading an interview with Julian Casablancas and Karen O, because they, like, the Strokes and the AES were some of my favorite bands when I was a teen, and I'm, like, newly into it again, so I was reading these interviews of them, and they interviewed each other. It was probably like 15 years ago at this point, and Julian Casablancas was talking about how each song is sort of like patchwork, and you just kind of work out the ideas as best as you can every moment, and, like, at some point they come together. And sometimes it's quick, and sometimes it's not quick. I think that your role as the artist is just to make sure that you do it and be discerning and be the guiding light for, like, the vibes, and make sure that every time you do have to put something, quote-unquote, to tape, because this is all digital at this point, or at least my music, we didn't do anything on tape. Once you do that, you have to be willing to really, like, go there. You know, it's like acting, like, the second the camera's rolling, like, you have to be good at it. Like, maybe you've been practicing. Yeah, you know, it's like that. So, sort of answers that question.
Absolutely.
Complicated.
What would you say that you enjoy the most about being a songwriter and an artist?
Oh, my gosh. I really don't know how to answer that. I don't really know when, how to not be one. Like, I don't come from a place where I was able to do it. I don't have a lot of time. I've never had a lot of time. I don't come from a place of privilege in that sense. I've always worked to make a living, and I've had to work hard. So the making this be part of my life has been no easy feat. And so the fact that I've managed to do that in spite of everything else surprises me sometimes. And also, I don't even really think about it anymore. You know, like, it just, like, the other day I was in a Lyft and somebody was talking. It was a very young driver, and he was saying, like, I think I figured out something I really want to do. You know, I really enjoy, and oh my God, I can't even remember what he enjoyed. I talked to all of my Lyft drivers. I'm like getting everybody mixed up. But I think it was filmmaking. I think I live in LA. Like, a lot of people are really into film here. It's kind of awesome. And he's like, I just really think that I'm probably not going to get bored of it. Or no, he was a rapper. This guy was a rapper. And he was like, I really think I'm never going to get bored of it. Like, I really can think that this is something that I really want to do. And I was like, I literally never considered the fact that I might get bored of, like, I just have always done it, literally always done it. And I really, really enjoy the whole thing. There's things that are awkward sometimes, or that, like, there's growing pains or there's frustrations and that kind of thing. But I don't know. I just really like putting all the pieces together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Do you remember your very first show? What was it like for you on a personal level? Were you nervous? Were you anxious? Scared?
Like the first time performing music in my life or
yes.
Party Now?
Yes, the very first time that you performed, I guess, for an audience.
Oh, wow. I think the very first time I performed for an audience was probably in kindergarten when we had this performance of a Lion King song, The Circle
Uh-oh.
Of Life. And I had a solo because I really wanted one. And we were singing this song as a group, and there was just this one part that was just not working as a group. And somebody suggested that somebody solo, and I volunteered. And I just remember being really excited, and I knew I could do it. And that's all I really remember. Like, I was also a little scared, but I don't think I was old enough to really be self-conscious at that point. And maybe over the years, I think I've maybe experienced a lot of different levels of anxiety or self-conscious for a variety of different reasons, but I feel really lucky in that when I'm singing on stage, I feel very capable. And when the music is engaging, it makes it that much easier for an audience to enjoy it as much as I do, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I know that another journalist actually said that, you know, this album – it channels or merges, you know, the best of Cyndi Lauper with Charlie X. Are those, would you say that those are two of, like, your biggest influences?
In a way. I'm so flattered by that. It's incredible. I do love Cyndi Lauper. Girls Just Want to Have Fun is one of my life anthems. And I really like Charlie XCX a lot, too. I really like what she's doing in music right now. You know, it's hard to be a Cyndi Lauper. The music business is very different than it was. And that's like a whole other topic of conversation, definitely. But it's, you know, related to culture and all that stuff. And I like Charlie's writing, and I like her vocal production, and I like that she can do, like, this sort of mainstream pop thing, but then she can also do this dance thing. And then her record actually has all these punk influences, and I think that's super duper cool. But I don't think that I really knew a whole lot about Charlie XCX before. Like, it didn't really influence my music making. It's more, that's just been something that's kind of been, it becomes more relevant all of the time, you know, because her career is just so, it's a great example of somebody doing something that I enjoy. I think somebody, like, somebody I really look to a lot is Robin, because I think that her songs are timeless. And not to say that Charlie XCX's songs are timeless or Cyndi Lauper's aren't or anything like that, but for me, the mixture of things that you get in a Robin record have been a guiding light for me. At this point, a lot of the Body Talk series is rather old, actually. It's been out for 7 years now, which is a long time for a pop record. But it's just been hugely influential for me. I'm really painting on my own. It's one of the best ones.
Absolutely. So you actually had a release show not too long ago, and I wanted to ask, you know, with the spring and the summer, you know, rapidly approaching, are there any plans for a tour in support of this EP?
I would love to leave camp for a little while. We're just trying to figure out a way to do it that makes sense. Just because touring is not easy and it's not cheap. So we definitely have a lot of different balls in the air right now, and we're figuring out what our next steps are as far as who we may or may not go out with. But nothing is set in stone enough that I could actually announce it, unfortunately. But yeah, there's a lot of new stuff to look forward to, and shows outside of Los Angeles is definitely one of those things.
Absolutely. I know that this is like your debut EP, but I know that you are, you know, no stranger to the music, you know, to the music industry and just being immersed in, you know, the culture. Would you say, looking back in hindsight with the EP, are you pleased with the outcome?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm really proud of it. And whatever steps were necessary for me to get there, I would do again. I absolutely would do it again. Yeah, I'm really happy with it. And I'm really excited to put out more music, too. That's the other thing. it's a weird feeling when you have it, but I do feel blessed with that feeling where, like, I can simultaneously be proud of something but ready to keep making more. You know, I don't get too stuck on anything, whether it be, like, a sense of negativity or a sense of positivity. You know, I think a lot of creative people sometimes hate stuff as soon as they show people. Suddenly it's so irrelevant to them. And I understand that. I understand that impulse, definitely, and I feel blessed to not have that, because I don't know. It should be a joyful experience. I feel blessed that it can be a joyful experience for me.
Absolutely. I wanted to ask you, do you have like a date in mind on when you'll have a full-length album out?
I don't have a specific date for a full-length besides very soon. I'm not sure if we'll do a full-length before we do another rollout of other things. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, we'll probably spend time releasing other media, like videos or really engaging shows or remixes or another EP or something like that. Just because it's still very much the beginning, and I think there should be a level of fun with how we put stuff out, just to kind of, this is going to be hopefully lots of new ears, and I want there to be fresh things, and have the whole experience feel fresh to anybody who's just starting to, like, be in the Party Nails world as a listener. So it won't be too long, but it won't be, there won't be an, a full length in like a month, you know, it'll be sometime this year.
Gotcha. That makes perfect sense. And I, that actually leads into my next question. You kind of touched on it a little bit, but I know currently the EP is available digitally through various platforms. But
mm-hmm.
you, if I'm not mistaken, you said that you will at some point put it to actual physical copies, correct?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait to do it because it will be so fabulous to have CDs and vinyl. But where we are right now, it's just not the priority. As much as it seems odd to not have them, they're not something that people covet that much. It's just hard when you're still operating on a shoestring budget to like make those calls because it's weird to not have them, but at the same time, like nobody's taking home a CD at the end of the show. So it's like we have to have bigger shows in order for that to become like, I don't know. That's definitely coming. It's just not the priority right now.
Understandably. I wanted to, this is, you know, a cliche question to ask, but I wanted to ask you your name, Party Nails. What was kind of like the mm-hmm. origin of the name? Where did it come from?
I was at a party, and we needed to come up with a name, me and a friend who we were working on these songs that were like kind of poppy, and we needed to like name them. And at the time we were both in different bands and we don't work together anymore. And obviously Party Nails has grown since this naming moment, but we were at a party and I was watching these girls get ready and they were sort of like painting their nails and just like really excited having this moment among themselves. And I just thought like Party Nails would make a great name. And I really like the meaning of it. I like how it kind of means nothing, but at the same time, it also means this tiny detail of people like pampering themselves or getting ready or like just something that means something to them that changes their experience of going out. And it's fun. It's something to make the night more fun. And it's nothing less and nothing more. And yeah, that's where that came from. It just sort of stuck. You know, I really held on to it through the evolution of the project.
I love it. I think it's amazing. You know, it's
thank
just,
you.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. I wanted to ask you, I know that, you know, a lot of artists will leave their music open for like interpretation, you know,
mm-hmm.
different songs might mean different things to them as, you know, the progenitor of the song, but they, you know, oftentimes will say, you know, it's, you know, songs are open to interpretation. With your music, what is the biggest takeaway that you want people to take from your music?
As a whole, I really, really want the experience to feel cathartic, which would happen via just unleashing an emotion, through the music and through the lyrics and through the stories. All these songs are made to touch you with the least resistance possible. Not for a commercial reason, but for an emotional reason, which is that I think that through singing along and through feeling like somebody has a story like yours and through sharing a song with somebody and through being able to cry to a song or laugh to a song, that's actually cathartic and it opens you up to really going through whatever emotion you're going through. And I know that's a really big job to ask of music, but I really believe it does that. It does that for me, and I think anybody who has a favorite record, which is like almost everyone, has a favorite record because it helps them with something, you know? And for me, a lot of that catharsis with these songs is centered around like connecting with somebody and relationships and heartbreak and that kind of thing. But I don't think that Party Nails is limited to that at all. I just think it's what's relevant right now for me and for a first EP and all of that stuff. So that's what I would like for people to take away. And that's really what I think the meaning of Party Nails is like to be in touch with all of that is good. It's good to like unleash for a second.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree with you completely. I think, you know, we as humans, as cliche as it sounds, you know, like when we're wound too tight, you know, it's like we really become kind of dangerous, you know, to ourselves and, you know, people around us. But I think if you can, like you said, if you can unwind, relax, you know, I think you're not only more productive, you're a lot happier and, you know, you're able to kind of pay it forward, you know.
Totally. I was just going to say there's definitely a, like, there's this enabling. I would like to enable people to be kind because I think that once you're, if you've taken care of yourself and you feel okay, then you're able to extend that sort of love to other people. And I feel like when I'm given the opportunity to make, when I can make music for people, that's what I, that's my way of giving. It's one way of giving, you know, and I feel, I said this in another interview that I just had too, but I feel very happy that I can be making music that's happy stuff and putting a little bit of good feelings into the world. I think that there's a lot of great music that is about sadness or about loss and I don't know, all these other sort of sad or emotions, and I think all of that's wonderful too, and that can be healing and amazing. I don't think that when I work on that, it's helpful right now. I'm just not, my version of that isn't quite as mature as, I don't know, somebody who's way better at it. So this is where things are, and yeah, I really, really, I don't know, I just want that to be imbued and part of the experience.
Absolutely. I love it. I think, you know, like you said, there's so much sadness and stuff, you know, in the world. I think being able to look at things and to see them in a positive way of light is something that's not only rare today, but it you know, it's a beautiful thing because it's so rare. I think, you know, the fact that you're wanting to contribute to that, you know, says a lot about your character and your music.
Oh, thank you. That's really nice of you. Yeah, I don't think it could. There's definitely an acknowledgement of the darker side of humanity in being able to, like, talk about heartbreak or loss realistically and have it be positive, you know, like, you can't just be like, oh, my heart was broken and I feel okay and everything's fine, la-di-da. You know, it's like, it's a little more complicated than that. And so, like, you have to talk about all the other stuff in order to talk about why you're going to be okay, you know, and or whatever that is, whatever that story is.
Absolutely. What inspires you? I know that's kind of a broad question, but I know, like, with artists, you know, you all see the world that how we see it, but differently. You're able to see the world, but not see it in just one way, black and white. You know, I think with artists, like, you are able to explore different topics and, you know, you're able to kind of see the underlining in various situations. But what would you say inspires you? Because I know, like, the writing that you do for your music and your music yourself is a reflection of, you know, who you are. What would you say inspires you?
I would say it's sort of two things. Like sometimes I'll see something that's not a piece of art, and suddenly it just spawns a lot of ideas that may or may not be useful at the time, and you just sort of put it in your back pocket and figure it out. Sometimes a piece of work does that too, where you'll be like, wow, like it's incredible this person is articulating this thing in this way, and it makes me feel like expanding on it or doing that through music because I'm looking at a painting right now or whatever. And lots of times that's music. I'll be like, holy shit, like the way that they have these background vocals really loud and they're not tuned at all with this weird guitar is really cool. Like, I want to do that, but I want it to sound modern instead of retro. You know what I mean? Like, can just be like these instant moments where I'm like, yes. And then there's also these moments where suddenly I'm like, oh my gosh, I have no idea why, but I have to write this thing down. And if I don't do it right now, I'll lose it forever. And if I do it right now, that's all I'll be doing for the next hour or the next 3 hours or whatever. And that can be a little bit frustrating, especially when, like, in a place where I am right now, which is that, like, there's a lot of stuff I'm balancing. So to, like, randomly have an hour where you can pursue some weird voice in your head is, like, rare. But it's very productive when it does happen. I guess the short answer is almost everything. And then there's these periods where everything feels like nothing because everything is just products because we live in a product-based world. So sometimes, like, it can be really, like, uninspiring because you're like, well, I can't think of this in a way that relates to anyone, and yet I have the impulse, you know, and what am I supposed to do with that? So it's a lot of stuff popping up. I just, you know, wacky thoughts.
I wanted to ask, where can our listening audience find out more about you and keep abreast of what you're doing?
That's a great question. I'm on Instagram almost every day, and I do, like, normal life updates as well as shows and all of that. And I also just rolled out my new website, and I'm pretty good with news on there, too. I'm having a lot of fun with that just because I don't need to worry about interacting with anybody or if my photo is going to be likable or anything. It's fun just to be like, hey, come to this show. And, you know, if people hit up the website, then they can, and if they don't, then that's fine. My website's partypartynails.com, and all my social handles are at partypartynails. And I'm very responsive and love just seeing what everybody's up to, especially if you've been to a show or you have a piece of merch or something like that, I'll probably repost you or at least give you a huge thanks and a bunch of kissy emojis or something. So, yeah, that's the deal with all that stuff.
Awesome. Well, Alana, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to do this interview with me. And I'm all the questions, but I wanted to open the floor to you if there's anything you'd like to say to our listening audience.
Yeah, I want to say thanks to anyone who's interested and that feels anything from this. It's a gift, and I'm so grateful, and I can't wait to give you more. And just remember to be kind to each other, please. I'm not the only person who says this, I know, but it's really important, always, especially now. And thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. No problem at all. And what you said is so right, you know, treating others with respect and just being kind. It goes such a long way. I mean, imagine how many conflicts or, you know, deaths or anything else could be avoided if, you know, we would just take the time to be kind. I mean, sometimes that kindness goes wrong.
It's truly a value that we learn in kindergarten, and then somehow people forget to reiterate it into adulthood, and we seem to shed it, and it becomes a choice. But I just don't really think it's a choice. Like, why wouldn't you respect people and be open to all these different ways of being? I just don't understand. It's so much, life is so much more fun when you are okay and willing to see other people for who they are.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. I mean, it's, you know, even the most difficult person in the world, you know, at some point, you know, they weren't always that difficult, you know, like something happened to make that, you know, but with kindness, you might be able to, you know, revert, you know, I mean, show them another way of living, and you can show them, like, hey, you know, you don't have to act this way, you know, you're worthy of so much more. So kindness is good.
Totally.
Because I really believe that if you show kindness to people, it will at some point come back to you. You know, it might not come back from that person, but what you put out, you know, you always get back. So I think that's the biggest takeaway.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%, and I try to live my life like that every day. And, you know, that takes many different forms, and at some point I'd love for that to be through labor or donations or something like that. But at this point, it's literally just my person-to-person understanding and acceptance and attention, just like paying attention to someone who's working for you, who's giving you a service, like literally just being like, oh, yeah, hey, how are you? That's so, it's, you know, they're just not invisible. You know, there's all these people and so many people just behave as if they're invisible. And I don't know. I just refuse to do that. So, yeah, that's my two cents at the end of that.
Yeah, that's why when you were giving the story about your, you know, sharing about how you tried to, you know, speak with and connect with, you know, each one of your Lyft drivers, I thought that was something really unique, because a lot of people, they'll get into their Lyft and they'll just be doing their own thing, you know, talking on the phone or just in their own world, and really acknowledge that person that's driving them around. But, you know.
Totally. I mean, and sometimes Lyft drivers want to be left alone, which is totally fine too. Sometimes at work, I want to be left alone. But yeah, there's, you know, it's just courteous to kind of be aware. And if you really need to take the time to make a phone call to your mom or something, then that's fine too. But, you know, just consider it.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. Awesome. Well, Alana, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. This is really nice. I like all your nice values.
Thank you.
So many nices.
Thank you very much.
I do.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Guys, that was Alana Bell Carroll. She's of Party Nails. You can check out her website. We'll put it in the body of this post. If you're listening to us on SoundCloud, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. We're also on your iOS device. If you've got an iPhone, an iPad, or a Mac computer, you can listen to us by downloading the Stitcher Smart Radio app. It's available for free in the iTunes Store. Download the app, search for our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. You'll hear this interview with Alana. We're also available for Androids. If you've got an Android device, You can listen to us by going to the Google Play store, search music under Google Play, search for our show name, Redefining Encounter Culture, and you'll hear this interview with Alana. Lastly, if you've got a Roku player or a Roku smart television, you can actually listen to over 200-plus hours of original content, programming, and interviews right from us, right in the comfort of your own home. It's free of charge. Just search in the Roku channel store, and you'll be able to find us, and you can listen to us all free of charge. Thank you so much, Alana.
Thank you. Have a lovely night.
All right, you as well.
This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.